For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. By early Sunday evening in Foxborough, either the Patriots or Steelers, two of football's flagship franchises, will achieve an NFL first by reaching their record ninth Super Bowl as they intersect in an AFC championship for the third time in the last decade and a half. In both prior conference final encounters, in January 2002 and again in 05, New England prevailed in Pittsburgh, just as the Pats did this season, winning by a 27-16 final at Heinz Field. But circumstances surrounding the Steelers have changed considerably since Week 7, one of their four straight losses before starting their current nine-game winning streak. On offense, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is back from a midseason knee injury as a two-time Super Bowl champ in charge of an offense that revolves around two of the game's most dangerous playmakers, running back Le'Veon Bell and wide receiver Antonio Brown.
It's an honor to play against him. We know what he does for that offense. He's their leader. Even though they have tremendous talent around him, he's the guy that makes it go. So everyone's got to do their job against these guys because they don't just have one thing going. They're a great team, and they're one of the best teams in the AFC.
Pittsburgh has a massive offensive line that enables Bell to be so patient and allows Roethlisberger the time to seek out Brown and several others possessing game-breaking speed.
You know, extremely big, you know, that, you know, and they once they get their hands on you, you know, it's hard to, you know, get a release from them. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that allows Le'Veon to just, you know, continue to be patient, stay behind his big old line and, you know, hit the crease when, you know, they're able to get their hands on the defense.
They've actually gelled together pretty well these past couple of weeks. You know, and that's also been a big reason why Ben hasn't, you know, gotten as many sacks and is able to make the play last a little bit longer because he's had really good protection. They're fast. They do a good job of putting their players in space. And they can do that vertically just as well as, you know, send Antonio Brown down the seam or James down the seam from the tight end position.
Playing fast has also become a characteristic of the Steelers' defense. With the renewed health of edge rusher Bud Dupree and the resurgence of his veteran bookend, James Harrison.
They've been great. Just rushing a quarterback, making plays for their team, strip sacks, forced interceptions, a lot of big plays. They've been exceptional.
Other standouts include linebacker Ryan Shazier and lineman Stephon Tuitt, along with rookies Artie Burns and Sean Davis, who've enjoyed breakouts in the secondary.
Well, Burns is an unbelievable athlete. First rounder out of Miami. Kid's got it all. He's got the athleticism, the speed, the length. He's been playing well. I mean, he's been playing more, and that's for a reason. Davis, you know, he's playing well too.
Finally, the Steelers feature a reliable place kicker in Chris Boswell, who converted a playoff record 6 field goals to account for all their scoring and an 18-16 win at Kansas City in the divisional round.
I certainly think there's a wrong and right way to play the game of football, and I believe that it all starts with preparation and how you coach your team. And I think, you know, both organizations are fortunate to have great coaches now, but historically, obviously, they've had some great coaches as well. And, you know, I think just going out there playing football aggressively, playing it fundamentally sound, doing the little things, the attention to detail, I think it shows up in both cases. And I don't think it's by accident that, you know, we're the two teams left in the dance.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.